Eric Matheny, my great friend who is trying to get his Twitter account back. For whatever reason, Twitter is asleep at the wheel. Nick Sorter, account locked out. Twitter asleep at the wheel. Eric Matheny, 310,000 plus followers on Twitter, one of the great conservative attorneys and minds in the country. I'm bitching about Twitter today, Eric. That's where I'm at live here on Red Voice Media. I want to get you on for a few minutes to just kind of discuss what's happened to you. And it's insane to me that this happened over the weekend. It's Tuesday now. I think this was Saturday when I got a message from you, Saturday afternoon, that you had been hacked and locked out of your account. You're not a small account. Most conservatives know who you are, especially the influencer community. People like myself, and I was just telling people before you came on, I don't know how much you heard, but you know, also that, you know, when I was suspended for 13 months, there was a handful of people. You were one of them. You know, there were not very many people. It was, you know, it was Eric Matheny, it was Gunther Eagleman, it was Sean at Beard Vet, Cat Turd periodically. But there was, I mean, I can count on both hands who said a word for the 13 months I was suspended. And here we are with your account. And as your friend, you're one of my great friends in life, not just as an influencer and a personality, but it pisses me off as your friend. You know, Conservative Inc., I don't see Jack Posobiec, I don't see Charlie Kirk, I don't see any of these people. You know, we're supposed to all be in this together, especially when it comes to censorship and inept abilities to, you know, and what they do to silence conservatives. So I'm mad for you, but I'm going to continue to put out multiple tweets a day at Elon Musk, at Twitter support until we get your account back. But this is ridiculous, right? This is they know there's no way in hell with the people that have, you know, I can look at impressions, right? You can too. There's no way in hell that they don't know this is a problem. And what do we, I'll just tell people what happened. I'll let you tell your story.
Well, it's just, you know, thank you for everybody who you know, has been supportive. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, it's a Twitter account. I mean, this is not some great tragedy. I have my health, I have my business, I have my family. But it is important to have a voice. And obviously, you know, Matt, you can relate to that certainly in having a big reach and being a part of this conservative community. Fortunately, not so much for me because I do have my own law practice, but for a lot of other folks, this is a source of income. Promoted tweets, sponsorships, we have MyPillow, we have things like that. So certainly losing that reach has an economic impact on us. But I will tell you this, it was just a standard hacking where my credentials were stolen from me, and I start getting messages, hey, for $1,000, we'll give you the account back. And I start messing with these people like, hey, I don't have $1,000. They're like, no, we've researched you. We know who you are. We know you can pay. So they had done their homework. You know, the thing is, I understand, like, it takes time. Some people get it back quicker than others. It is what it is. But it speaks to issues of security and confidence with which people have when they sign up and they use this platform. So if I'm Elon Musk, if I'm the board of directors, if I'm an investor, I have a pecuniary interest, certainly, in making sure that the platform is secure and that the user's personal data is secure, so things like this can't happen. So it's not just that I'm a conservative voice and maybe you don't like what I say. This affects everybody, and your platform is susceptible to hacking.